I do think Hulu is going to shut down at some point as its own app. But here's how I think it's going to shake out. Now that Disney has officially launched the full version of the one app experience between Disney Plus and Hulu, what does the future of Hulu look like? This is what I explore on this week's episode of the Shall I Stream It podcast. So yes, I have officially rebranded the Saturday stream to just the Shall I Stream It podcast, keeping the name from my YouTube channel consistent across everywhere I'm at. And also, this might not always be broadcast on Saturdays. I could post it on Sundays, or in this case, Mondays. We'll just see. But it will come out weekly-ish. Now, this is now available as an audio format, so you can get this on YouTube Music and Spotify. It's coming to more platforms, including Apple. It just takes a while to get approved through Apple for some reason, but it will be available through iTunes and Apple eventually. So I would appreciate wherever you watch this or listen to this, give it a rating, give it 5 stars, give it a thumbs up, leave some comments, and subscribe. As always, much appreciated for following this YouTube channel as well as now this podcast. So let's get into Hulu. Now, this integration between Disney Plus and Hulu all occurred after last year when Disney purchased the remaining stake in Hulu from Comcast. So now Disney owns 100% of Hulu. In December, Disney launched the beta version of Hulu on Disney Plus, and this past week they launched the full version of the app. There aren't really a lot of significant changes between the beta version and the full version. I did make a video about that if you want to check it out, where I do an app tour. But basically now with the Disney Plus app, if you're subscribed to both Disney Plus and Hulu, you can search for Hulu shows all through the app. Everything's recommended together. You don't have to go to the Hulu hub anymore to see the Hulu shows if you're on the Disney Plus app. Now, this integration occurred a little bit faster than we might have thought. Within days of Disney officially signing the deal with Comcast last year to complete their ownership of the remaining stake in Hulu, they announced this beta version of the integration. So this all happened pretty quickly. And it is just kind of interesting to observe, if you are a fan of television and a fan of Disney Plus and a fan of Hulu, what all is shaking out here. And it's coupled with right now we're seeing a big marketing push where Disney is really emphasizing that, hey, you can watch these Hulu shows on Disney Plus. I did see a picture of an advertisement and it said Ohana means, and then it has Peter Griffin jumping out, I assume to imply that Ohana means Family Guy. So we're seeing this, you know, marketing push to really emphasize, hey, you can watch Lilo and Stitch alongside Family Guy. It's really trying to push this, it seems like, as one product in the mind of the average customer. So I did mention that Disney purchased the remaining stake from Hulu. So who initially owned Hulu? Now, Hulu was launched in 2007. It was initially a joint venture between multiple companies, including Disney, Comcast, and Fox. This was really an interesting time in the mid-2000s because this is when a significant number of people first had access to broadband internet, enough that streaming video was finally taking off. And you would think Hulu was like, them trying to compete with cable or compete with Netflix or something like that. Netflix hadn't really taken off yet either, at least in terms of their streaming. They were first getting set up with that. Really, what they were competing with, I saw someone point this out recently and I thought it was interesting, was YouTube. Because at that time, people were getting shows from network television and they were uploading unlicensed versions onto YouTube. So these media companies saw this and they were like, hey, we need to have a, you know, thing to counteract this where we can get a revenue stream from the advertising. So they created Hulu. And you saw this, you know, this working between these different companies, which was a little bit unusual, you know, these rival companies working together. They all kind of had different directions they wanted to take things in. And over time, we saw Disney eventually buy out this stake and that stake, and now they own 100%. Now, one thing that I've associated the Hulu brand with, especially over the past few years, as, you know, Disney launched their streaming service and Paramount launched their streaming service and Warner Brothers Discovery launched their streaming services, they began yanking all of their content off of Netflix. And so Hulu was the place where it was like, hey, all of these different companies' brands come together. And that kind of goes with the original vibe with these companies working together to create Hulu. Under Disney's leadership, though, it's kind of transitioned from being this place where it's about different companies coming together to being about essentially just marketed as Disney's brand for their adult-oriented content. So, you know, TV shows and movies that aren't marketed primarily towards children like they would with Pixar or Disney Animation, that's kind of what Hulu has become. And that's really another factor as we're looking at this integration between Disney Plus and Hulu, considering what the future might look like for Hulu. Now, what's interesting is as Disney Plus launched in all of the countries across the world, you might not realize this if you are in the US, but everywhere else, pretty much in Canada, in the UK, in Latin America, Disney just incorporated all of their content from their adult-oriented brands all together through the Disney Plus app. And the brands that they used for the international markets was Star. So essentially, they're treating Hulu the way that they treat Star across the world through the Disney Plus app. It's all together. They just have the separate little branding for the, you know, general entertainment content that is under like Pixar or Star Wars or Marvel or things like that. This is also happening amidst a consolidation in the industry right now. So we are seeing a lot of different streaming services merge together and companies decide, hey, we don't want to have like two or three different streaming services. Let's have one streaming service. It also behooves these companies to get people to watch their content for a longer period of time. One of the things that they can then pitch to advertisers is the length of time that people spend on their platforms. As someone who creates content on YouTube, I also have to worry about average watch time. That's something that affects the income with your channel. So just as it affects me, some dinkly little YouTuber, it helps, you know, it influences what Disney is doing as well. And they want people to watch their platform for as long as possible. So then they can pitch to advertisers and say, hey, look at this time period that people are spending on the Disney Plus app. And yes, the app that they are going for is, in this case, their namesake one, Disney Plus. So looking at some of the other examples of what's going on in the industry right now, we've seen with Paramount, you know, formerly known as CBS Viacom, they have seen an integration between Paramount Plus and Showtime. First, they had the Showtime bundle where you could get Paramount Plus and Showtime. Then they gave you the ability to watch Showtime in the Paramount Plus app. And now the Showtime app has completely shut down. And if you want to watch Showtime, you have to go to the Paramount Plus app. With Warner Brothers Discovery, you had the Discovery Plus shows move over to what was originally called the HBO Max app. Now it's just called Max. The original plan was for them to shut down the Discovery Plus app, but they decided to keep it around a little bit longer. Although there's significantly less marketing and emphasis on Discovery Plus, I wouldn't be surprised if Discovery Plus goes on the chopping block as its own app eventually too. But this really is where I think Hulu is headed. Just as we saw with Paramount, just as we are most likely seeing with Warner Brothers Discovery and Discovery Plus, we're seeing an integration of these platforms first and then a shuttering of that secondary platform later. So I think, you know, as far as my predictions for what is going to happen with Hulu, I do think Hulu is going to shut down at some point as its own app. But here's how I think it's going to shake out. I don't think this is going to happen within 6 months. I don't think it's going to happen within a year. But my prediction is that within 2 years, the Hulu app as it exists in its current form will shut down, will no longer be offered as a standalone service that you can get. They're going to gradually migrate people over to the Disney Plus app, and just as they've done in all of the international markets, Disney Plus is going to be the app, you know, going ahead for the future. If you are living in the US and you are subscribed to Disney's streaming services, the Disney Plus app is where you do it. In this process, I think Hulu plus live TV is going to not make it. Notice that Hulu plus live TV is not integrated together with the Disney Plus app when you are subscribed to the bundle. When Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, was asked about Hulu plus live TV, he doesn't sound too excited about it. And you also have to consider that Disney is getting ready to launch a new live TV streaming service. That's a joint venture with Warner Brothers Discovery and Fox focused on sports. I think that, as well as the ESPN app, is going to be the, you know, primary source for their live TV. I do think there's a possibility we might see Disney decide to do something like give a live feed of the ABC channel through the Disney Plus app. We see Paramount Plus do that with CBS. We see Peacock do that with NBC. I think it would make a lot of sense for them to integrate that together with the Disney Plus app, at least that one channel, or maybe even Freeform or some of their cable channels as well. But as far as Hulu Plus Live TV, you know, I would not hold my breath because I don't think that's something that Disney is really invested in over the long term. Even though I don't think that Hulu is going to exist as its own standalone app, though, I do think as a brand that will continue to exist in some way, shape, or form. Now, I've seen some people predict that they think Disney might eventually replace the Star brand in international markets with Hulu. I don't know about that. I mean, they have to convince people to, like, you know, be familiar with the new brand at this point. But I do think within the US that Hulu branding is going to exist. Now, how this all shakes out really depends on how the American consumer responds to all of this. You have to deal with this kind of odd, you know, mixing of things that people don't normally associate together. When most people think of, like, hey, where do I watch the movies in the Alien franchise? You know, right now in March of 2024, the average person isn't automatically going to think, hey, maybe I'll check Disney Plus. So you've got to get people on board with this idea that Disney Plus is where you can watch this kind of stuff. And I think incorporating that Hulu branding is the way to do it. Although if they do eventually go with some kind of weird branding like what Paramount Plus did and they call, you know, like rebrand the app as Disney Plus with Hulu, I'm going to really hate that. But I do think that Hulu branding is going to be their ticket to getting people to associate Disney Plus with more than just Mickey Mouse and Pixar. But what do you think? For all of you that are watching or listening, what do you think the future of Hulu is going to look like? Am I right? Am I wrong? Let me know. I would love to hear your thoughts. This marks my first official week diving into an audio format with this podcast. So let me know your thoughts on that as well as I go along. I am going to be, you know, piloting out different formats, tweaking this as I go along, incorporating things like interviews and all of that good stuff. When I was calling this the Saturday stream at the end of the episode, this would be when I would go into the streaming charts. I don't know how that's going to work in an audio format. If you don't actually see the streaming chart on the screen, is that as compelling? So I'm going to not do the streaming charts on this episode. If you want to see that back though, let me know. And I'm also going to be working on my audio equipment here. I know there's some feedback that I've had from some people. If I don't make it loud enough, you know, there's people that say it's not loud enough. If I adjust the gain too much, then it starts to sound like a drive-through speaker. So I am recruiting the help of some people who know way more about audio equipment than I do to give me some assistance and feedback. But if there are any audio people that are very familiar with podcasting audio that could give me some tips, I would much appreciate that too. So going to try to get you the most crisp and clear audio that I can. And I want to thank everyone for helping me along this journey as we grow along with the Shall I Stream It podcast. So as always, thanks everyone for watching and I will see you next week.